Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Got something at home that you want to know if it's worth anything, or potentially so. And for that, we bring in Brian Hogevane, the cash man. We love to call you Brian from AmeriCash Jewelry and Coin Buyers. Good to see you in person, my friend.
Always good to see you too, John.
Give us a little bit about what your business is all about.
Well, it's pretty straightforward. We buy and sell, you know, coins and jewelry, a whole myriad of different type of collectibles, including artwork, sports memorabilia. But something I wanted to bring up that we also do that a number of your callers, when they came by the shop, actually happened to mention to me. They didn't realize that we also are a full-service jeweler. So we have a repair lady on site that does the repairing of the jewelers. And we, of course, have our favorite, Felipe Garcia, who is our professional watchmaker at our store, can do any and all kind of repairs.
Yeah, you gave me a little tour of the store, and you're investing in new equipment that helps you do it in a really great way, and that's great. I'm glad you mentioned that. So, coins, gold, jewelry, crystals, sport. I mean, like, it's really anything. It's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff. I mean, we stray away from electronics and items of that nature, but, you know, artwork, bronze statues, you know, the watches, the Rolex, the, you know, Omega watches, those type of items are of always an interest to us to purchase.
How do you determine something's value? I mean, that's a very broad question, but generally speaking, there's got to be, on the other end, someone that wants it and that wants to pay a price. I mean, like, you might have something really cool, but if no one's going to want to buy it, it ain't necessarily worth all that much.
You are absolutely correct.
All right. I've been practicing.
And that is the truth. No matter how cool something might be, if there isn't demand, then the value is going to be minimal. You know, we determine and look at different items based off of what the current market conditions dictate. So being, you know, various reliable auction results for different items and seeing what the markets are doing, or the demand, essentially, for whatever item it might be. You know, some stuff, I'm sure many people might remember Beanie Babies from the 90s.
Right.
You know, people were paying thousands of dollars for them. And today, we give them away for free to any of the little kids that come in the store.
Really?
Yeah.
It's about timing.
Yeah.
So if something's worth something now, that might be a good argument to let someone buy it from you.
That is correct. You know, my recommendation to a number of clients that had come in was, you know, just 2 years ago, sell your Rolex, sell it now. It's really, they're all hot. They're really hot. They're in demand. And, you know, they've shown some sliding and a little slumps, you know, since. So, you know, optimal was probably about 2 years ago. And that's the thing. For the Rolex market, does seem to kind of run a little bit cycles, comes up, comes down, and so forth. But, you know, it's just like any item. You still have to have that demand. Someone's got to have the want for it.
Yeah, for sure. Tell you what, I've got a lot of texts already coming in. 312-981-7200. Don't be shy. The phone line's open, too. We're going to be doing this till 6:45. And I have rollover questions from yesterday that I'm going to tee up here, including one I want to know about. Someone has a $1,000 bill. Are those worth anything? My joke yesterday was, well, $1,000, but I'll let you answer that. But it is a big traffic night and weather night. So, Mary, why don't you update us on both those things? Brian, the cash man from AmeriCash Jewelry and Coin Buyers. Brian, someone had a $1,000 bill they texted in yesterday. Are those worth anything besides $1,000?
Yes. Obviously, they're always going to be worth $1,000. They are U.S. legal tender. As with anything, it's going to depend on what series the note is, and of course, the district that it comes from, and the condition. I mean, condition is of vital importance for those notes. So that's a note that's commonly seen where there's pinholes in it or small tears, etc. But the $1,000 notes, just depending on condition, could be $1,200, could be $5,000, could be $10,000.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, sure. Just, again, depending on exactly what series it is, which, you know, what the condition is of the note, et cetera. But, yeah, absolutely. Please don't bring them to your bank to verify they're authentic. bring him to a coin dealer or let us check it out so that we can make the assessment for you.
Well, the bank's got to take it out of circulation, right?
Yes, they do, and that's what we try to avoid. We don't want the bank pulling any more of these out of circulation.
Okay. Someone texted in, how about China? I've got a set of 16 of Bavarian forget-me-not China Plus serving pieces. Is that worth anything? I'm happy to donate it. Sometimes China doesn't seem like it's much wanted anymore. I'm sure it ebbs and flows, but...
Yes, it is true. I mean, there is really not so much of a demand on China as there once was. There are still a few, you know, decent patterns out there that are still sought after and looked for. But for the most case, you know, we're happy to, if you want to, you know, bring a plate on by, let us review it for you, see if there's any additional value to it. We're happy to. Otherwise, donating it is always a good option.
Hey, if you stop by the store, even if you don't end up buying something, you get to see some cool stuff in the front of the store, including a guy in a steel armor and everything. You got it all over there.
Yes, we do.
16 Westmont?
16 West Ogden in Westmont.
You'd think I'd know. I've been there. Let's go to Mary. Mary's got something very old. Mary, what do you have?
My father has a collection of first century silver coins. Most of them are fine. Some are very fine. I don't know if there's a demand for those anymore or a need for those.
Yes, the ancient coins are still collected today. But as with every kind of coin out there, there are the, you know, certain ones from different time periods and different rulers that are a little more desirable than others, and again, condition really plays a huge part in the value of those items.
Sound good, Mary?
Okay, so
don't clean it.
Yeah, don't clean them.
No, they're in their little plastic sheets. We haven't cleaned Perfect. Them or really touched them much. So you're in Westmont on Ogden.
Yeah, 16 West Ogden Avenue in Westmont, Illinois, and you can call us at 630-969-9600.
Where are you at, Mary?
I'm in Lamont.
Oh, come on. You're right there. Visit the
come
store.
Come on down.
I know.
All right.
Come on down.
And Brian will be there, so you just go say hi. Trust me. He basically lives there.
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah, definitely come on down. I'll be happy to look at your items for you.
Okay, other one. I have a three-peat Bulls leather jacket never worn. Anything from the Bulls era, or is it a matter of a lot of people have that stuff?
Well, there is a lot of the stuff out there, but there was a maker, if I'm recalling the name, the last name I believe was Hamilton, that produced the these really nice leather jackets. He made it for a lot of the different sports teams and so forth. But the certain ones, so... You know, he would make and produce these in smaller batches, limited quantities for, you know, different steps of winning, you know, mm-hmm. the game. So you might see a one where for the first win, and then the two, and then the three-peat, and then there'll be one for all six games and everything in between. And size, believe it or not, and condition, so the actual physical size of the jacket makes a huge difference in the value. Meaning, you know, certain sizes where more people are able to fit into them can appeal to a broader spectrum of people.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
Okay. So many texts coming in. I got another one from yesterday. A stamp, a bicentennial stamp. Any value in those?
Well, stamps as a whole, some still do have their value to them and so forth. I mean, there's always the inverted Jenny, one of the more famous, you know, upside down airplane stamps that still has strong demand for that. But as a whole, stamp collecting has you know, slid quite a bit. But there is still a market for stamps. They're definitely still worthwhile. Bring them on in. I'll be happy to take a look at them.
773, any value in Star Trek items?
Well, again, if you're talking like props and original screen use items, those will have very strong value to them. Somebody like Leonard Nimoy, he was a very prolific in going to the different Comic Cons. In fact, I fairly recently watched a documentary on him, and he himself had actually said he very much enjoyed going to do that stuff, and he always enjoyed signings for his fans. So items like that, signed memorabilia, will have demand. William Shatner, believe it or not, he's still out there signing autographs. I would love to see, you know, Patrick Stewart to do a couple of the Comic Cons as well. It'd be kind of neat to see that. But yeah,
someone asked, "Will you how much a signed football by Neil Anderson in the box is worth?" Neil Anderson, I think, played in the late 80s for the Bears, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Not a name that I think jumps off to a lot of people. Talk us through it.
Now, so again, you're a solid player for the Bears, well-known in our area, but not necessarily throughout the entire collecting world. Whereas you have a player like Walter Payton, I could be in Los Angeles and mention Walter Payton, but everybody would be like, oh, I know exactly who that is. Mm. But you might be, you know, a different area and say who, you know, Neil Anderson, that might be who? You might get that response. So sometimes the values for different sports memorabilia and different players can be very much regional. So back in the 90s when I had my own just a card shop, I would travel to the different areas, different towns that had sports card shows, and made sure I had whatever town that was, all those players, because that would be where I could maximize the dollar value for that particular item.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I had a 708 wondering about World War II medals.
Absolutely. So with World War II medals, it's you have the original issues. And then what would happen over time, sometimes a soldier may, let's say, lost medals and so forth. And those are actually replacements were available. So now you have secondary ones that existed. So the original issues, some of them are will be hand-engraved or be serialized, et cetera, that were issued to the soldier for whatever reason that they had earned that medal. Those do have collectible values to them.
Bring them in. 16 West Ogden in Westmont. Your phone number is?
630-969-9600.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. So many texts coming in. Phone lines open. Sometimes it helps for you to answer a little back and forth with Brian the Cash Man. That's your best way to make sure we get that question answered today. We've got a break, then we got the news, then we got about 5 more minutes with the Cash Man after this on WGN. Brian the Cash Man from AmeriCash Jewelry and Coin. You ready to do more rapid fire answers? We got so many to get to.
I'll be happy to.
Okay, and if he doesn't answer, just go to 16 West Ogden. On Westmont. And what's the phone number people can reach you at?
630-969-9600.
Always follow up with the man himself. Okay. I have a question about a wheat penny, and I got a question about an Indian head penny from 1908.
All right.
Which one do you want to do first?
So we can go with the Indian head cents first. They were issued from 1859 until 1909. With the Indian design on the front. And so specifically I'd mentioned it in 1908, of course, the second to the last year that it was issued. However, in that particular coin, that was the first year that that coin was issued in Philadelphia and San Francisco. So the Philadelphia being, of course, a common one, and the San Francisco being the, you know, the better date or the scarcer coin. And you would note that by looking at the reverse of the coin and looking below the bow of the wreath on the back to see if you happen to have the 1908S. And of course, you were saying about the wheat cents. Those were issued originally in 1909 to commemorate Abraham Lincoln's centennial of his birth.
Mm-hmm.
And those coins were actually issued from 1909 until 1958. But there was, when that coin was first made, there's a little bit of a controversy with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the artist actually had put his initials on the reverse of the coin, VDB, or Victor David Brenner, who he signed his coin, you know, forbid that.
That's no good.
So it caused a lot of controversy, and the mint actually ended up removing it from the coin. So you have a variety, as you would call it, where you have some that were issued with the VDB, and you have some issued without it. And, of course, they were also made in Philadelphia and San Francisco. The 1909S VDB being the scarcer of all those 1909 coins, is definitely one of the single most sought after coins in collecting.
So if you got that, bring it in. And if they don't know, you'll check it out. Tom, you're on WGN. Yes. What do you got for us?
So I have a signed Bulls Michael Jordan jersey from 1992 with a certificate of authenticity and a Polaroid picture of him signing the jersey.
Whoa.
I was curious how much it might be worth.
Brian, what do you think?
That's a fantastic piece to have, of course. So really the question in this would be, who issued that certificate of authenticity? I was going to go into and basically just kind of reiterate that. I would actually have to double-check the year that the deal was made, but Michael Jordan in Upper Deck had actually made a deal in which he would exclusively sign for Upper Deck, and they would authenticate and, you know, certify his signature on the different items. Even when he was doing the basketball camps, Upper Deck had a representative there that would actually authenticate those jerseys anytime he did sign them.
Okay. So, Tom, where are you at, Tom?
In Fox River Grove,
okay,
Illinois.
I'd say go to Westmont and visit. That's a good thing to look at.
Yeah, huh? I think I'll have to. Cool. Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right. That's Brian the Cash Man. Okay, really quickly, if a baseball and an autograph is signed on the sweet spot of a baseball, apparently that makes a difference.
Yes, it does. Having a nice, clean Bic pen signature right on the sweet spot is in a single sign. Believe it or not, a single sign ball can, in many cases, command a higher value than a multiple sign ball.
Well, because maybe it's like, I want that one to be prominently featured.
Correct.
I'm a buyer
yes.
that likes that
Correct.
One player.
Yes.
All right, we got about 30 seconds. VHSs and DVDs. I was like, I'm not even going to give it to you because you're not going to think it's worth something. Apparently most aren't.
Most are nothing. Most are nothing.
But so if you've already watched it, don't bring it in.
Yeah, it's forget it. But if you happen to have the very first issue of a particular or very popular movie still sealed by the manufacturer's seals, those are possible to have some value. But in most cases, 99% of VHS tapes have little to no value.
16 West Ogden in Westmont, AmeriCash Jewelry and Coin Buyers. The phone number one more time
is 630-969-9600.